mornings, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, they always talk about the 4th of July being the halfway point of summer. For me, it's always the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is coming up in a week or so. And I tell you what, just in the last 48 hours, the Angels have been hit by injuries, key injuries. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this story, and it's been an amazing run for the Angels and for Otani and for Mike Trout. But now both of those players are going to be out for at least an extended period of time.
Yeah, and it's interesting that it happens this year to these star players for the Angels, because throughout Mike Trout's career, and of course he's been one of the best major league players since he came up a dozen years ago or so, and this year they're actually competitive, and they're close in the American League West. And the two stars apparently are going to miss the All-Star game. You mentioned to Mike Trout with his broken bone, and who knows how long that can happen. It's going to take for that kind of rehab. But then you have Shohei Ohtani, which, by the way, hit as many home runs as you could probably hit in the first half of the season. I think he's up to around 30 now.
Unbelievable.
Before the All-Star game. And this is a guy that pitches as well. And we haven't seen anybody do this in our lifetimes. And you have to probably go back to Babe Ruth to find anyone who had the power at the plate who actually was a pitcher as well. Don't you think?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And, I mean, everything he does eclipses Babe Ruth in my view. I mean, he eclipses Babe Ruth in my view. He is nothing short of sensational. But he's got and he left the game the other day with a blister.
Yeah.
So it's not anything that's like super serious. You can toughen it up and put all kinds of goop on it and get it back. But you can't pitch with it. You can't pitch with it. And my guess is you probably can't hit with it.
And especially at this time of the year, again, the Angels are actually in the hunt this year, which is very rare for them, for both of these stars. So we'll hope that he rehabs and gets his blister fixed, but don't expect him in the All-Star game either. But I was impressed with Ellie De La Cruz. You know, I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, and this guy came up just a month ago, and he has set Major League Baseball on fire. The Reds hadn't had a cycle hit for them for many years. He comes up in 3 weeks. He hits the first cycle for the Reds in like 25 years. I mean, go figure.
No, it ends up going 4-for-4 in game. I mean, it's like the guy's...
He's just amazing. He's fast. And first to third in 10 seconds, very, very, very fast. But in any event, he was given an opportunity to show his talent on the national scale, and he turned it down. He was offered a spot on the Home Run Derby stage, and he turned it down because he wants to concentrate on the Cincinnati Reds. He's a rookie, and they're actually in the hunt this year as well. As you well know, your Cardinals are usually at the top of the division, and my Reds are at the bottom of the division. They did a little flip-flop this year.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And now Adam Wainwright is on the disabled list, and so they got more pitching problems. Anyway, I get really geeky because the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is one of the few games that it resembles real baseball, whereas the NFL doesn't.
Yeah, the NFL well, All-Star game, I guess.
Pro Bowl, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. It got so bad, they had to cancel it.
Stick around. We're going to talk about Clark County School District. They're making headlines, but for the very wrong reasons. We'll talk about that with Kevin Child, former Board of Trustee member. And we'll get the very latest on what's going on there right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Some Federal Reserve officials pushed to raise the Fed's key interest rate by 0.25 percentage point at the meeting last month to fight inflation. The central bank ultimately decided to forego that rate hike. In a sign of growing division among the policymakers, some officials favored a quarter-point increase or said they could have supported such a proposal, according to the minutes of the June meeting. In the end, the 11 voting members of the Fed's interest rate setting committee agreed unanimously to skip a hike after 10 straight increases. Correspondent Rita Fuller reports on talks between the UPS and the Teamsters Union.
Talks are at a stalemate with the end of the contract in sight, midnight July 31st. Negotiations between UPS and the union representing thousands of its workers broke down early this morning, with each side blaming the other for walking away from the talks.
Correspondent Rita Foley. Also at townhall.com, the Alliance Defending Freedom is celebrating its victory last week as the Supreme Court ruled that a Colorado web designer could not be forced to design sites for same-sex weddings. Bob Agnew has more.
ADF CEO Kristen Wagner argued on behalf of designer Lori Smith and says the court sent a simple message.
The government cannot force people to say things they don't believe. It's that simple.
Wagner says all the non-discrimination laws still apply to ensure nobody is denied equal treatment or access to goods and services.
But the government cannot compel anyone to speak a message and misuse those laws in order to silence, censor, or punish speech that it dislikes.
Kristen Wagner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Texas gunman who killed 23 people at an El Paso Walmart returning to federal court for sentencing. Patrick Crucius facing multiple life sentences. Stocks finished lower, the Dow off 129 points. More at townhall.com.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. One call to Careful Accounting at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. Your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County firefighters were kept busy last night, as you might imagine, with nearly 100 fires being reported before midnight. Fire officials say the causes of the blazes won't be officially known for a few days, but they assume many were the result of illegal fireworks. Of the 99 reported fires, 61 were tree, brush, or bush fires, 18 were dumpster or trash can fires, and 5 were wash or empty lot fires. And a reminder, now that July 4th is done, all fireworks are illegal in Clark County. The last of Siegfried and Roy's exotic cats at the Secret Garden at the Mirage are finally moving out. Mirage officials say about a dozen big cats are going to be finding homes at two animal sanctuaries, one in Oregon, the other in Texas. The move is part of the Mirage's continued efforts to relocate the animals from the Secret Garden habitat since its permanent closure in November of last year. Hard Rock International bought the Mirage from MGM Resorts International this past December. And Joey Jaws Chestnut won his 16th title at Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. He ate 62 hot dogs and the buns.
MCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at FinlayMazda.com.
Got a few crashes to look out for on the surface streets right now. Spring Mountain at Rainbow and Road at Bradley. Got an incident at Buffalo at Warm Springs and a crash Martin Luther King. That's at Vegas Drive. And road work continues on Charleston both directions between Pecos and Lamb.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough!
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This is one of those fun days when I get to have essentially friends and family. That's what I call shows like this, just coming back from the holiday, because everybody's been kind of spread out, and we're all coming back together. I'm so happy to have him on. He is Kevin Child. He is the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, and he joins us. Kev, how was your holiday?
Very restful, and I want to apologize to you and your viewers. I wasn't on that last week. You know, I'm going through some medical stuff, but I'm here today with you 100%.
I am so glad you are. I want to ask you about this deal that's been going on for the last 5 months at Durango High. A cop takes down a student. They looked at body cam. They looked at all kinds of stuff. Nothing. My understanding is the cop is going to remain in his job. Nothing really has changed. But now the ACLU has come out and said that the CCSD is stonewalling on providing body cam video and a police report. What do you make of this? First of all, take us back in time to what happened back 5 months ago at Durango High.
Okay, well, there was an apprehension of a student. And again, you'll see many views of this. And again, what happened was that there was an altercation with a student that was being unruly. They had him, and the other students in the background were talking a lot of bad stuff. Again, that should have never happened. These kids should stay away from an officer when they're doing work. They're on heightened alert when you're around kids, because kids right now, you know, have guns, they have weapons. They'll do anything. And you know what? That's what these police officers are trained to. So, I mean, it's a bad situation. So, I mean, they have to look at that. It's like we have problems with these kids all the time. And these officers work their butt off. And, again, I'm sure they reviewed a lot of stuff. And what I'm going to tell you is that CCSDPD should release the tape. They should not have any problem, because it's the taxpayer. Even if they believe that the officer was in good faith in what they did, why aren't they releasing the tape? If I was on that board, Kevin, I'd say, release the tape. What are we doing? I'm really sorry. I know that all officers, including Metro, these people are going through a lot in our communities right now. I mean, you just got done with a pandemic. You just got done with a lot of, you know, high-stress things that are going in everybody's life. People need to kind of, you know, take a step back and put themselves in shoes of people that are serving us in our community, Kevin.
I've had people ask me, and I don't have a really good answer for them, so I'll ask you, why do we have a separate police force?
Well, number one is it's cost. We don't pay our CCSDPD as much as Metro does, and it's all about cost effectiveness. But they are trained, and they can do the same. Work as Metro. They can give tickets to people that are speeding on the roads or doing anything just as much as Metro do. But it's another stepping stone where these guys get into CCSD PD, and they'll move up to maybe North Las Vegas or Metro or a different jurisdiction and make a little bit more money. And I believe that these officers should all make the same amount of money if you're doing the same work as somebody else. And that was one of my things about the safety budget that Lombardo put together. It didn't address a lot of this, Kevin.
So what happens now? The ACLU is involved, so God only knows how long this will be in court. Is this something that will end up being settled in court then?
I'm sure, because it's the taxpayers' dollars. I mean, unless they're going through an investigation, because if they're going to keep the officer, that means that they cleared the officer. Then let the tape out, because you don't need it in a court date. So, I mean, it's all about transparency, and we forget now. Now we're seeing a double standard in government, that they don't want to give up their information. Well, it's not their information. It's the – let's go back to – taxpayers' dollars who pay for everyone. They work, again, I know they hate to hear this word, they work for us, but yet they're supposed to be on a higher standard. And I get it. Some people have bad days. We all have bad days, even officers. But you know what? You're paid to be a professional. And again, I don't know. I wasn't on that beat. I wasn't in that situation. But they have to kind of, everyone, including the school district, needs to be transparent, because again, we're not going to trust the police officers. That means these kids are going to say, oh my gosh, we're just going to do it until somebody starts paying attention. That's not the way we should do it, Kevin.
I know. And by the way, joining us, Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. The governor got, as part of his priorities, one of the few priorities that he actually got, this school safety bill. And is there anything there that is going to be evident to us, or that parents will end up seeing when their kids come back in August?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to change a lot. I mean, because you haven't heard a plan yet. You haven't heard what they're going to do, how many people they're going to hire. It's hard to hire people right now, Kevin, that want to go into the profession doing an officer's line of work. It's a yeoman's work. It's a community service. And they don't get paid a lot either. I mean, and we need to pay attention to that. And somebody needs to do a roundtable. And I'll be more than happy to, you know, if anybody wants to hold, give me a ballroom, and we'll discuss it, you know, in length. But we're not protecting our kids. We're not protecting our children. They're not protecting, you know, the community around that school, and giving the adequate enough equipment and the manpower to take care of these schools, Kevin.
Do you think so? It's your view that nothing will change next year, that the schools are going to be just as dangerous next year as they were this year.
Absolutely. And another reason in that safety bill, what should have been is that if this kid gets out of hand, if he commits a crime and he or she is under the, you know, like 16 or 18 years old, that parent needs to be addressed. That parent needs to be brought in. That parent needs to do either community service, pay for something, because I don't want to remove that parent from the house, but there's got to be some kind of counseling for the whole family. It's just like when I asked the bullying bill. I said, you need education. When these kids go to the wayside or they turn bad, the parent has to be involved. They should do a three-hour parenting class. They should do a three-hour student class on how to behave, and then a three-hour family intervention class. And then you got 9 hours of how you can treat these kids and show these parents how to interact with each other and not just send them to school to be raised by a failed education system.
Megan Barth wrote back in June about the Clark County Education Association, again calling for Superintendent Jesus Jara to resign or be fired. And I mean, you look at the numbers. The numbers are horrible. Less than 20% of graduating CCSD students are proficient in math. Less than 20%. Only 5.7% of graduating students in North Las Vegas are proficient in math. These numbers, you can read them all day, and they're just not very good for the Clark County School District. What is going to have to happen in order for this to change?
Well, remember, you have to have a different leadership, of course. Even the trustees, they're not asking the questions. They're afraid to ask questions, evidently, because they're the ones that control the superintendent. I know that they all worry about, oh, don't get in the superintendent's business. That's the job of the – if it's going south, that's the job of the trustees. And the families and the parents should be calling the trustees. But let's go again, parents. They need to make sure their kids are going to school. They need to make sure that their kid is, you know, don't have guns. They have to make sure that their kid goes to learn. Because if the families, remember, we have over 72% of free and reduced meals. That means 72% out of the 100% of these kids are on poverty. You got to scratch your head and go, where are we doing? And then they're worried about all these culture stuff. How about worried about math? Even the union. The union doesn't, they want more money. They want to go after Jara, but they have no solutions how to bump up the grades or the academics in the school district. Have you heard any one person from the teachers union to say how we can fix these kids to have a better experience at school and be more academically inclined when they graduate? I bet it's crickets, Kevin. It's crickets, and it's shameful. And that union is all about, guess what? Their dollars. Well, parents should rise up and start, you know, saying something about it. And guess what? You're sending your school, you're sending your child to school, and you're on welfare, and that kid skips. So that, guess what? Your welfare should be cut off. Should be cut off or reduced, because you know what? That's your job as a parent. That's why you're getting paid that money to raise your son and daughter. Then again, I always say a welfare check wasn't designed to be a paycheck to raise a child, but it's become the social norm. So in turn, when Joe Biden says there are children, they become the government's children, which is really sad. we lose the family nuclears in this thing, and we need to not be afraid to stand up and fight for the kids of parents, and the parents need to rise up also.
Okay, so the teachers' unions ended up getting another $2 billion, plus I think $250 million along the way. Where is this money going to go, and is there going to be any accountability at all as to where the money went and if it's giving us a return on investment?
And again, what I said before, and anybody, if somebody's new listening, they did not have a plan. They did not have where we're going to put this money. And it's all about they're going to get raises, and there's not going to be any set plan or vision with that money. It's going to be the same old, that they're going to spend that money. Your kid's going to get nothing, and the teachers will get something, and the community will get nothing. The tax, hard-paying taxpayers that put into this is going to get nothing. But again, it's a vicious circle, Kevin. If it's government, or it's the teachers, or it's the schools, or it's the parents, it's got to come together somehow. But again, it should be, you know, they should have, you know, benchmarks on how they're going to spend that money and what performance those teachers are going to have, and how many people are actually going to be reading, be writing, and doing math. That's what they should. That's as a trustee, if I get back on there. Oh, there's a hint, right?
Ooh, are we breaking some news today?
I don't know, not yet. But anyway, I'm going to put my name in, by the way, to the county commissioners. I'll let this out on your show, to be on that appointed position. It's a non-paid position. You can't vote, which I thought was wrong. I want to be back on that, and if everybody wants me to be on there again, I'll be more than happy to serve as that appointment at that school district, because I will ask the questions, I will demand answers, and I'm not afraid, because last time they know that, I made the news many times, because it's not their money, and we need to be able it's a better way when somebody starts speaking up, and when they try to silence you, and they try to make all these innuendos, and nothing was proven that I did wrong.
So who makes that appointment?
The county commissioners. So what will happen is,
which is all Democrats. It's all Democrats.
Well, yeah, I know, but I got good friends in Democrats. I hope they understand that I took that school district from 50th ranked to 37th ranked in the nation, because I had three of my colleagues believed in what I was saying, and we got the votes to make sure we made those changes. Like, you know, read by three, by turnaround schools. There was so much out there, Kevin, that Jara got rid of. He should be ashamed of it. The turnaround schools were amazing that we did. You know, one principal running two schools. In fact, we had one principal run, and it saved dollars for the taxpayers so you could put more money in the classroom. But we have to have, like I said, you know, AB 469 was a great start, but they never finished it, Kevin. And they put it on the bookshelf at this last legislative session, which was kind of disgusting.
Before I let you go, I want to get back to Jesus Jara, who, to me, I don't know how he keeps his job when you have numbers like I just read to you. And I could have done that. I've got enough numbers to read for about the next 3 hours, and none of them are good for the school district and the kids. Did you support Jesus Jara?
Yep. So what happened was when Pat Skorkowski left, it cost us $150,000 to do a search for superintendent, which is nothing when you had a $2.8 billion budget. But the news media goes, and some of the trustees, oh, that's a lot of money. No, it's not. To find the best of the best, is you have to spend the money. So $100,000 or $150,000 out of a 2.8, now the budget is what, 3.2 now. All right. But again, yes, he was my third choice. I picked one, two, and three. And when the two failed, Jar was my third. And when they put his name up for nomination, I voted for him.
And then okay.
I knew I did something wrong when he started treating people the way he did. And I'm not afraid to say it. He's just not a people person. He's more of a
bureaucrat,
a socialite. Wanted to stay because he could hobnob with all the casino people and be a bigwig, which is I said that on the dais. I said, I don't want a superintendent that's worried about appointments to different boards in this valley. You need to have your nose just like these kids' nose in their book. Well, the superintendent needs his nose in the books or in the schools. He should be going to every school every day. He should visit probably, 12 schools a day and see what's going on and what's not working. And he doesn't. Trust me. I know he.